The election goes on.
People.
The election goes on.
Republic.
The election people. Goes on.
People's Party.
Party of the People.
People's Republicans.
Democracy.
Democrats.
Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats. Republicans. Independent.
Two-party system. Help keep the two-party system existent, make a strong America.
We have become a three-party system. Democrat, Republican, and McGovern.
Senator George H. McGovern.
Senator George McGovern.
Democrat George McGovern.
Senator McGovern. Senator George H. McGovern.
He was christened George Stanley McGovern. Birthplace, Avon, South Dakota.
The senator from South Dakota and the next president of the United States, George McGovern. Richard Nixon is the fundamental issue of this national campaign.
McGovern, Democrat, for the people.
The right to govern comes directly from the people.
Government of the people, and by the people, and for the people.
Worker. New citizen and old settler.
Black and white.
White or young or old.
Young and old.
Rich and poor.
North and south. Right and left. Some of the rich. Most of the poor.
President Nixon cares about people.
The Russian people and the Chinese people and the American people and all the great peoples of the world.
This is conscience time. For the people of America.
America, America, my country, 'tis of thee.
This is nation time for the people of America.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. That prayer is our promise.
56,000 American dead.
Come home, America, to the affirmation that we have a dream.
The American dream can't be fully realized until every person in this country has an equal chance to see it come true in his life.
For the time has come when we must stop talking about an American dream and start listening to the dreams of Americans.
The chance America now has to lead the way to a lasting peace in the world may never come again.
Come home, America.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America.
I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about what is
wrong with America.
We reject the view of those who say, America, love it or leave it. We reply, let us change it so we may love it the more.
I'd like for all Americans to think about what is right with America.
I believe my country, right or wrong. If it's right, keep it right. If it's wrong, make it right.
I believe in the American system.
7 million tons of bombs on North and South Vietnam.
I see an America self-confident and at peace. America will never become a second-rate pal.
Five American presidents, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson, believed our country must have a strong defense if we were to have any hope of an enduring peace. President Nixon has kept us on that wise course. George McGovern has demonstrated that he will not.
With every fiber of my being, I love America. It is the greatest nation in the world, and I gladly offer my life in whatever way I can to preserve the greatness of this country.
I still believe, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
56,000 American dead. 300,000 wounded.
I love America.
We are united, Americans, Northeast, West, and South, both parties, in our desire for peace. Peace with honor.
20,000 more American dead.
Peace with honor.
110,000 more American wounded.
Peace with honor.
550 more American captured or missing in action.
God bless America.
God bless America, the land that we love. Stand beside her and guide her.
Yeah.
your land. Redwood forest is my land.
Gulf Stream waters
from California to the New York Island.
This land
from the Redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
My land.
This land was made
for you
and me.
There is a new wind rising over the land. Starting faintly amid the plains and rocky hills of South Dakota, it spread its gathering momentum to New Hampshire and Wisconsin and Massachusetts,
Louisiana, Missouri, Montana,
sweeping across the nation to California and back to Pennsylvania,
South Dakota, Utah, Dixon, state of Washington, Wisconsin,
to New York,
Rhode Island,
and now to Miami.
Mississippi, Virginia, North Carolina, Indiana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, South Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas,
Illinois,
and West
and
Virginia.
Vermont.
Strong Nixon territory.
Ours is a good land, a proud land, a land that God has blessed abundantly. A land of personal liberty and the best hope for free men ever.
Watergate.
Nixon country.
McGovern country.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ours is a great and a free nation today.
Today, we are a divided
this
nation.
This nation was founded on diversity.
Ours
is a great
is
nation.
A great and a free
a
nation.
A nation in which the people cannot choose its own leaders is a nation which is not
a free people in a free nation, proud and independent.
Watergate.
Lord, may our nation always be free.
Watergate.
And may our nation praise you forever and ever.
Face the nation.
Watergate.
Now this tragic war that has been going on so many years has been seen by more people than any war in history. It has been brought into our living rooms on a daily basis by television.
Television is politics today.
Today, the Navy announced the introduction of a new video bomb called Fat Albert, which has a television camera in its nose to direct the bomb to the target.
Senator George McGovern bought time on several local TV stations.
George McGovern speaks to the nation.
President Nixon ended his restrained campaign tonight with a brief TV message.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
The next president of the United States.
The next president of the United States, Senator George McGovern.
President George McGovern.
Senator George McGovern of South Dakota, Democratic nominee for president of the United States.
McGovern for President Nixon, now more than ever.
Nixon, now!
Stop the killing! Withdraw the troops! End the war!
Good morning. How do you feel this morning?
Tonight, I ask for your support.
Tonight,
we welcome the spirit of America.
What's going to happen?
The fascinating, serious business of choosing candidates.
Of all shapes and sizes are running hard for office.
The election goes on.
Stay tuned.
Stay with us.
Join us at the 1972 Democratic Convention and see why.
What's going to happen in
Miami Beach.
ABC News presents Convention 72.
Watergate.
Stay tuned and join CBS
ABC News.
A city of radio and television trailers has sprung up around the convention hall.
WCBS TV News.
Television alone spending $50 million on convention coverage this year.
Campaign 72.
Convention 72.
Good evening. Well, it is the eve of the 36th Quadrennial Democratic Convention.
This is indeed the most representative convention in our history.
We reformed our party and we let the people in.
The new people, the women, the minority groups, and the
young people, black people, rural people, people from slums, Indians.
Black Americans.
Wallace people. There is indeed a new coalition in this country, a coalition of protest.
This is a coalition of change, a coalition of conscience, a coalition of progress.
The new people.
The Democrats can't win without labor, without the blacks, without the young.
The freaks and eccentrics.
Non-delegates.
The people.
A coalition of protest.
The freaks and eccentrics.
So many of our sensitive, idealistic young people
become frustrated, and drop out.
Protest.
To succeed, we need everyone.
Yippies, zippies, Zeitgeist, SDS, Youth International Party, Zeitgeist International Party.
Gay Alliance, men and women homosexuals, who for the first time are coming out of the national closet.
The new people.
Gay people.
Many, many Democrats.
Homosexuals.
Who support George McGovern.
Homosexuals.
Also support gay liberation.
Anybody but McGovern.
Marijuana.
Anybody but McGovern.
Marijuana.
The freaks and eccentrics.
Marijuana.
Anybody but McGovern.
Anti-McGovern, stop McGovern forces.
Anybody but McGovern.
Go McGovern forces.
Anybody but McGovern.
Anti-McGovern, stop McGovern forces.
Anybody but McGovern.
Stop McGovern alliance.
Anybody but McGovern.
Craziest convention.
Good afternoon from Convention Hall, where in just about 26 hours, the Democrats will start the process of choosing a man to run this fall against President Nixon.
The man with the most delegates committed to him before the convention begins is South Dakota Senator George McGovern.
McGovern's a louse, but Nixon's a bigger louse.
The most complicated and possibly the most interesting political stories of the century.
This year, to get the Democratic nomination, a candidate's going to have to receive 1,509 delegate votes.
More than 3,100 delegates have seats on the floor.
McGovern had 1,423 delegates publicly committed to him.
Five presidential candidates. Senator George McGovern.
I expect to be the nominee.
Senator Hubert H. Humphrey.
I can unify this party.
Senator Henry M. Jackson.
I can unify the party.
Senator Edmund S. Muskie.
The question of unifying a party or a country is more complicated than I might once have perceived it.
Representative Shirley Chisholm.
I would support the nominee of my party, with the exception of one person.
Governor George C. Wallace.
Hi, my name is Lee Wallace. When you cast your ballot, cast your ballot for George C. Wallace.
I'm trying to stop Jackson. I'm trying to stop Muskie, and I'm trying to stop Mr. McGovern.
The party yearns for a hero. This country has no king, no Fuhrer, no Delphic Oracle, no Platonic Academy of the All-Wise. It has only the presidency.
Tonight, the opening session.
Now is the time.
Tonight, Humphrey and Muskie drop out in face of overwhelming McGovern strength.
Now continue standing, please, for the Star-Spangled Banner.
The Stop McGovern movement collapsed today.
Tonight, the opening session.
Democrats, Box 9999, Washington, D.C., 20015.
With all the problems the Democrats have, their most serious problem is money.
Please, call and send in your dollar, $5, $10, to ensure that this Democratic Party can present its program and its candidate to the American people with full communication with every one of our 200 million fellow Americans.
Democrats, Box 9999.
To succeed, we need everyone.
Please join us by sending $25, or what you can, to McGovern for President, Washington, D.C.
Come home to the Democratic Party.
Now! Now is the time!
There's something happening in this country.
Watergate.
Law and order.
Gun control.
National
defense. Spending.
Death penalty. Vietnam. Middle East.
Foreign aid. Welfare.
Housing. Busing.
Let's stand up now and vote for income and power for the people.
People don't exist for the economy. The economy exists for the people.
Income and power for the people. 43% of all the corporations in America last year paid zero tax. Last year, United States Steel paid zero tax. Last year, 122 people who have income in excess of $200,000 paid zero tax.
So let us stand for justice and jobs and against special privilege.
Income and power for the people.
Honest work must be rewarded by a fair and just tax system. The tax system today does not reward hard work, it penalizes it.
We shall offer a plaque on the matter of welfare.
8 million children under the shame of being on welfare. 2 million mothers under the shame of being on welfare. 4 million elderly and disabled Americans under the shame of being on welfare.
We shall offer a plaque on the matter of law and order. Will be an issue in November.
Watergate.
In 1970,
80% of homicides involving the use of firearms were committed with handguns.
Law and order.
Organized crime.
Watergate.
New York's organized crime war has now taken the lives of two innocent bystanders.
Even the mafia makes mistakes.
Continuing struggle among New York's organized crime families.
Two meat merchants killed in a sudden blaze of gunfire.
Two more unexplained shootings on the New York streets this morning.
Killed in a sudden blaze of gunfire.
Three teenaged boys were shot to death last night
in a sudden blaze of gunfire.
Identified gunman shot and killed a patron of an Astoria, Queens bar today.
Blaze of gunfire.
A Manhattan man allegedly shot and killed another man on Manhattan's west side.
Gunfire.
The election goes on. Miami
goes on.
End misgovernment and start misgovernment.
Tonight, the main event, the voting for the presidential nominee.
The order of nominating speeches. The order is George Wallace first, then Terry Sanford of North Carolina, McGovern, Shirley Chisholm, and Henry Jackson.
Tonight, the main event, the voting for the presidential nominee.
All of this taking place here in this hall tonight as Richard Milhouse Nixon possibly sits in front of his television set watching carefully from the Western White House.
Tonight, the main event, the voting for the presidential nominee.
The message from the American people is clear. George Wallace is the man of the hour.
Before this convention assembled here in Miami Beach, Florida, Mr. Chairman, fellow delegates, I place a nomination for the presidency of the United States of America, the name of the Honorable George Corley Wallace.
I second the nomination of the Honorable George C. Wallace, Governor of the great state of Alabama, as the nominee of this convention for the next president of the United States of America.
Tonight, the main event.
When Richard Nixon ordered the invasion of Cambodia, Terry Sanford did not barricade himself in his office. He walked onto the campus and he spoke to the students. What he said then has been said by this convention. Stop the killing. Withdraw the troops. End the war. I nominate Terry Sanford for the presidency of the United States.
Tonight, the main event.
George McGovern, a quiet, strong man, has touched the conscience of America.
Second the nomination of our next president, Senator George
McGovern is the man for America's future. And I nominate Senator George McGovern for the presidency of the United States.
I rise to second the nomination of a man with a message. That man is Senator George McGovern, and that message is come home, America.
Tonight, the main event.
I present to you in nomination for the presidency of these United States, all these United States, the Honorable Shirley Chisholm.
Ours is a great party. Ours is a great nation. Ours is a great people. I nominate as our president a great man from the state of Washington, Senator Henry Scoop Jackson.
A man of conscience.
A great man.
A quiet, strong man.
A man with a message.
The man of the hour.
The man for America's future.
Tonight, here tonight, they will begin to call the roll of the states to nominate a man to run for president of the United States.
Balloting will continue until a nominee is selected. The number of votes required for nomination is 1508 and a fraction. The clerk will call the roll.
California.
Call the roll of the states.
South Carolina.
Ohio.
New York.
Virginia.
Call the roll of the states.
Arkansas.
Indiana.
Puerto Rico.
Tennessee.
Georgia.
North Dakota.
Maryland.
The roll of the states.
New Jersey. Nevada.
Colorado.
Alabama.
The roll of the states.
Hawaii.
Washington.
Minnesota.
Louisiana.
The roll of the states.
Idaho.
Montana.
Virgin Islands.
Kentucky.
Missouri.
New Mexico.
Guam.
Oregon.
Ohio. The roll of the states.
Illinois is as follows. 119 votes for Senator McGovern, 1/2 vote for Governor Wallace, 4.5 for Congresswoman Chisholm, 30.5 for Senator Jackson, 2 for Governor Sanford, 5.5 for Senator Muskie, 2 for Senator McCarthy, 3 for Senator Kennedy, and 3 for Congressman Mills.
More than 1,509 votes and the first ballot nomination.
Tonight, the Democrats have picked
the
nominee.
Has won the Democratic presidential
Tonight,
nomination.
The Democrats
have picked
the nominee.
Tonight, has won the Democratic presidential
Tonight,
nomination.
The Democrats
we repeat, George McGovern has won the Democratic presidential nomination.
The Democrats
we repeat, George McGovern has won the Democratic presidential nomination.
The presidency belongs to someone else.
We repeat, George McGovern has won. Senator George McGovern completed his triumph over the polls, politicians, and pundits Wednesday night with a first ballot victory for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Senator George H. McGovern, having received a majority vote of this convention's certified delegates, is hereby declared the 1972 Democratic nominee for President of the United States.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And for America, the time has come at last. This is the time for truth, not falsehood. This is a time for the truth in the life of this country. This is also a time not death, for death, but for life. Our son, this is also the time home to turn away Vietnam from excessive peace, preoccupation overseas to the rebuilding
secret
of
plan,
our own nation.
Peace.
We must also
public plan,
make this a time of
the
justice
agony of Vietnam
and jobs for all our people.
Senseless bombing.
And this is the time
Indochina,
to stand for
Asian
those things
children,
that are close to the American spirit.
Bombed out schools.
And this is the time.
Bombing the dikes or
it is the time
the
for
north,
this land to become again a witness to the world for what is just
country,
and noble in human affairs. It is time to live more with faith and less with fear, with an abiding confidence that can sweep away the strongest barriers between us and teach us that we are truly brothers and sisters. And now is the time to meet that challenge. I accept your nomination with a full and grateful heart.
McGovern's final total was 1,864.95 delegates. He needed only 1,509 to win.
After only 2 hours sleep, nominee George McGovern went to work to try to win the presidency.
From secrecy and deception in high places, come home, America. From military spending so wasteful that it weakens our nation, come home, America. From the entrenchment of special privilege and tax favoritism, from the waste of idle hands to the joy of useful labor, from the prejudice based on race and sex, from the loneliness of the aging poor and the despair of the neglected sick, come home, America. To the affirmation that we have a dream. Come home to the
America,
conviction that
come
we can
America,
move our country forward.
Come home, America.
Come home to the belief
come home,
that we can
come
see
home,
a newer
come
world.
Home.
Allow your divine spirit, O Lord, to descend on our Democratic presidential candidate, George McGovern. Guide his campaign through the path of justice, honesty, and integrity. Bless him with the necessary strength to carry on his campaign effectively.
Tonight, the selection of the Democratic candidate for vice president. Stay tuned.
At any moment, we expect an announcement of Senator McGovern's choice for his vice presidential running mate.
Tonight should be very interesting, the balloting for the vice presidential nominee.
Senator Edward Kennedy turned down the Democratic vice presidential nomination.
I hope to work with the nominee in whatever way that I can, but it will not be as the vice president.
Tonight, Senator Eager Thomas Eagleton is George McGovern's choice. The convention tonight is expected to give McGovern his choice. His third choice.
I place in nomination the name of the next Vice President of the United States, Senator Thomas F. Eagleton.
Tonight, the candidates appear. This broadcast is sponsored by the makers of Lincoln Continental and Continental Mark IV. Continental, the final step up.
I think we learned from watching the Republicans 4 years ago as they selected their vice presidential nominee that it pays to take a little more time.
With profound gratitude to you, the delegates, and of course to Senator McGovern, I accept your nomination.
Senator Thomas Eagleton withdrew as the Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Who will be the Democratic nominee for vice president?
I will recommend the selection of Sergeant Shriver as my presidential running mate.
George McGovern's seventh choice.
I accept the nomination of this great party.
May God grant each one of us the wisdom to cherish this good land and to meet the great challenge that beckons us home. And now is the time to meet that challenge.
It was Lyndon Johnson who promised that we should overcome. And beginning next January, under the leadership of President George McGovern, we shall overcome.
Well, it's been a very long series of nights at this Democratic convention.
Good night, and Godspeed to you all.